Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Well, at least we have two ACC teams in the Final Four, sort of. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Well, the fact that Syracuse joins the ACC next fall and Louisville comes in not far behind influence who you'll be rooting for at the Final Four in Atlanta. After all, these two schools will help break the ACC's Final Four drought, which has now reached three straight years for the first time since 1961. Well, sort of. Syracuse joining the conference has always seemed strange to me, as far back as when the Orange was supposed to be part of the expansion that wound up Miami and Virginia Tech, followed by Boston College the next year. Not that Syracuse isn't a great school with a terrific basketball program, it's just so far up north and so cold there during the winter. And if Jim Boeheim survives a reported NCAA probe into recruiting violations, he'll become the second winningest coach in the ACC behind you-know-who. Louisville is a completely different story, even though we sure love the Cardinals for knocking out Duke last weekend and rooting for them after the horrific injury to Kevin Weir early in the Elite Eight game. When Maryland bolted for the Big Ten, the ACC moved quickly to pick Louisville over UConn as its replacement. The school is not a member of the American Association of Universities, which seemed to be a requisite for joining the ACC, but it does have an up-and-coming football program and another legendary coach, Rick Pitino, in basketball. So there. Everyone loves the underdog, and that is what Wichita State remains. But with the balance in college basketball these days and so many great unknown players, the Shockers could shock Louisville like they did Ohio State in the regional final. They won't be bothered by the Louisville press of how they handled the havoc of VCU as any indication. After knocking out top-seeded Gonzaga and the second-seeded Buckeyes, Wichita State has every right to believe it deserves to be there and can advance to the championship game Monday night. But I like Louisville, but not to meet Syracuse for the fourth time this season in another lame duck Big East matchup. Michigan, with its bevy of outside shooters and the lowest turnover rate in college basketball, will advance. In the end, though, it's Louisville winning the ACC's lucky 13th NCAA title. Well, sort of. This is Archansky. See ya.